You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Two youths were killed and a woman injured after being hit by a vehicle that was allegedly in the cavalcade of Bharatiya Janata Party candidate from Kesarganj Karan Bhushan Singh, the younger son of Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh, in Uttar Pradesh's Gonda on Wednesday, 29th May, police said. Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh is the sitting Kesarganj MP and the former Wrestling Federation of India chief. However, it's unclear whether Karan Bhushan Singh or Brij Bhushan was present in the convoy. Kernalganj Show Nirbhay Narayan Singh said Rehan Khan and his cousin Shehzad Khan, who was riding on a motorcycle, were hit by the vehicle near a school. The injured woman, Sita Devi, has been admitted to hospital and police personnel have been deployed in the area to ensure law and order. The SUV that hit the duo lost control, the show told news agency PTI. The SUV is registered in the name of Brij Bhushan Sharan Singh's Educational Institute. The police have seized the SUV and arrested its driver, Lovekush Srivastava, the Indian Express reported. The Delhi High Court on Wednesday granted bail to JNU scholar Sharjeel Imam in a 2020 communal riots case involving allegations of sedition and unlawful activities. The bail was granted by a bench of Justices Suresh Kumar Kat and Manoj Jain. Sharjeel Imam was arrested in the sedition and UAPA case for allegedly making inflammatory speeches in Delhi's Jamia area and Aligarh Muslim University during the Delhi riots. Sharjeel Imam will, however, continue to remain in jail since he is also an accused in the larger conspiracy case in relation to the Delhi riots of 2020. Sharjeel Imam assailed a trial court order refusing to grant him bail even though he has undergone more than half of the maximum sentence that can be awarded to him in case of a conviction. Appeal is allowed, a bench of Justices Suresh Kumar Kat and Manoj Jain said after hearing the counsel for Sharjeel Imam and the Delhi police. As many as 45 people, including children, were reportedly killed at a refugee camp in Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip in Israel's airstrike. The incident triggered a global outrage, with celebrities from across the world condemning Israel's action, as tensions continue to escalate in the Middle East. Most of the people killed in the Israeli airstrike were staying in tents at a refugee camp. The same area was hit by Israeli shelling days ago, triggering a massive fire in the shelter. The tent camp inferno has drawn widespread international outrage, including from some of Israel's closest allies, over the military's expanding offensive into Rafah. Israel's series of attacks against Rafah was launched on Sunday, hours after Hamas launched multiple rockets into Tel Aviv, most of which were intercepted by the country's intricate defense systems. Israel military's airstrikes and shelling near Rafah claimed 45 civilian lives, Gaza's government officials confirmed on Tuesday. The airstrikes were launched on Sunday, leaving hundreds of refugees with shrapnel and burn wounds. The attack by Israel came days after the International Court of Justice ordered the country to halt its operation in Rafah, drawing global outrage and condemnation from its close allies. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide Bibhav Kumar, accused of assaulting Aam Aadmi Party (AAP) MP Swati Maliwal, on Wednesday, moved the Delhi High Court to challenge his arrest. Kumar, in his plea, has also sought to be paid appropriate compensation for his illegal arrest, reported ANI. Earlier on Monday, Kumar's bail plea was dismissed by a sessions court, which said that there was no premeditation by the AAP MP in lodging the FIR, adding that the allegations against Kejriwal's aide cannot be swiped away. A day later, a Delhi court sent Kumar to 3 days of police custody, noting its bona fide requirements. According to the court, the police cannot be deprived of its right to recover the mobile phone which he was carrying at the time of Maliwal's alleged assault. The presence of the accused in a room where NVRs, network video recorders, are installed is not denied by him or his lawyer. To the mind of this court, the reason for remaining there for a sufficient time is obviously a question which needs to be investigated, for which custodial interrogation is necessary, Metropolitan Magistrate Gaurav Goyal said, as quoted by PTI. BCCI is in no hurry to release the list of applicants for Team India's head coach role or even talk about it. 27th May, Monday, deadline for applicants, is not giving the Indian Cricket Board sleepless nights. They are ready to buy time to find a suitable candidate. Rahul Dravid's contract ends after the T20 World Cup. He has no intention of continuing, sparking never-ending speculation about his successor. The BCCI, however, is not concerned with media reports and social media chatter. They might play the waiting game even after the T20 World Cup ends, as the immediate assignment is a series against Zimbabwe, where all the senior players will anyway be rested. The team can be coached by the NCA staff headed by VVS Lakshman. The deadline is fine, but the BCCI brass wouldn't mind taking some more time before reaching a decision. Right now, the team will be busy with World T20 for the better part of the month of June. After that, seniors will be rested from tours of Sri Lanka and Zimbabwe, where any of the NCA-based senior coaches can accompany the team. So what's the hurry? A BCCI source told PTI on conditions of anonymity. The PTI report added that Lakshman was BCCI's first choice to replace his long-time Dravid, but the former India batter was unwilling to get associated with the senior team.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.